Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the 10th day of the month, and I'm here to bring you some encouragement and some challenges, possibly, in the daily inspiration. So I'd like to look at Luke in light of all the catastrophes that are going on in this country right now and are progressing. I'd like to look at chapter 21 verses I think I'll start here in verse 7, chapter 21, verse 7. So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be, and what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And now Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn near, therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first. But the end will not come immediately." Okay, here Jesus himself is saying to us, take heed that you be not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, "I am he." And we've heard many people already that have come in the name of Jesus and not only possibly claiming to be Jesus himself, although some have done that, but also claiming to come in the name of Jesus. And when they are obviously not following the words of Jesus. If we are disciples of Jesus, then we will do the things that Jesus taught us to do. We will follow his example. We will follow the word of God. And here it says, take heed that you be not deceived. So I would just like to stir you up this morning that you might take a look at where you are. Take a look at what's going on around you. Take a look at what's going on in the country. And I'd like to, along with Jesus, say, take heed that you be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, "I am he." You know, many have come, and many will come, and are still coming. And they're, even in light of these catastrophes here that we are having in the United States with the Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and of course, Friday morning we woke up to the news that there was a 8.1 earthquake in Mexico. And so many of these things, you know, Jesus prophesied that many of these things will come to pass before the end times. There will be earthquakes and in diverse places, and there will be floods and all kinds of things that will come. But the biggest thing here, I believe, is take heed that you be not, yet you be not deceived. For many will come in my name. So be sure that before you go after someone, this is my message for this morning. Before you go after someone, be sure that you check him out. Be sure that you, just because it sounds good, that you're not following someone just because it sounds good. Be sure that you check him out and check out all avenues of whether this man that you're going after, this great teacher that you're going after, are all the things lining up with Scripture. You know, if there's a true prophet, then all things, all his teachings will be lining up with Scripture. The true prophet will be walking after Jesus Christ, and he will not be following the world. And, you know, I have a, I could go into that this morning, but I chose not to go into that as far as walking after the world and the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and pride of life. You know, those things, maybe I'll get into some of that later this week. I'm not sure. But anyway, the today the warning is that be ye not deceived, because Jesus himself is warning us here in Luke 21:8. He says, take heed that ye be not deceived. So, yeah, he's warning us. And it is a warning that's been that stood for ages, for 2,000 years since Jesus first spoke it. He said, be not deceived. And it's especially for us here today, because there are so many false teachers, false prophets that are rising up here and there and everywhere, claiming that they have the true gospel of Jesus Christ. But let's be careful. Let's check them out. And I'm not here to go after, you know, naming a lot of people, different people this morning, but let's just, everybody that we want to go after, let's check him out and let's do some research and find out if he is truly following the word of God. Because if he is truly following the word of, if he is indeed a prophet of Jesus Christ, then he will do the works of a prophet and he will do the works of Jesus Christ. He will do the works that Jesus, he will be following the word of God. And yeah, don't follow after someone who has, you know, a lot of truth, but in one area he is not following the word of God. He's not true to the word of God. Be careful. Be ye careful. Please take heed that you be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And, you know, I believe that is saying that there are many that will come in the name of Jesus, whether it be claiming that he's Jesus himself or that, you know, bringing a word of God. But like I said before, if he is not bringing the word of God, if he is not true to the word of God, if he is not following the book, then run. Run away from such a person. Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many will come in my name. And I think it's, I think it's about time to close here. So let it be short this morning. But ponder these words of Jesus Christ here. Take heed that you be not deceived. So why did Jesus say that? Take heed that you be not deceived. Because Jesus knew that many will come in his name, claiming to have a fresh revelation from God. But we know that it's not from God if it doesn't line up with Scripture. So please, again, take heed that you be not deceived. God bless you, and you have a wonderful week, wonderful day, and come back again tomorrow and see what God has for us the next day. This is the first day, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. And again, I would like to say I don't claim to be a prophet. I don't claim to know prophecy, but I know there's a lot of things going on out there. A lot of prophets getting excited about these catastrophes in the United States. So God bless you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day.